Anyway, about the game, thoroughly deserved that. 1-0, yeah. I think, flatters Chesterfield.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Particularly first half, we were brilliant in that first half. And when we spoke, obviously, at half time, we thought that it certainly should have been 2 or 3-0. But we said the message was go out, get 2, get 3. We didn't sit back on it. I don't think our play was as crisp in the second half. We were quite sloppy in patches. But I never felt we were going to lose the game. I think we're disappointed that, as you say, we didn't go on and make it more comfortable, because, of course, then you're waiting in the last 10 minutes and you're just waiting for Chesterfield to equalise, really, and it would have been so cruel on us, because I think overall we thoroughly deserved it. Even second half, I think we had chances. Jordy's made a good save from the keeper. Meza's great clearance there in the last minute to waste time, I think.
I don't think Vukic was too happy with him.
No, I don't know. I can imagine, knowing Harris as well, he wouldn't have been. And I don't think Harris will let that go for a few days either as well. So, but no, overall, thoroughly deserved the 3 points and to stay unbeaten.
You say about the first half, did something sort of happen after about 20 minutes or so? Because the opening 20 minutes, it was much ado about nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it was all sort of between the two penalty areas, apart from the odd little thing. And then suddenly you seemed to click into life. It was as if somebody said, look, come on, they're a bit rubbish. They're there for the taking.
Yeah. No, I think we knew they had a lot of injuries today as well in key areas, obviously. Missing Evans up top, both fullbacks. So we knew they were there today for the taking. If we turned up and played how we know we can play, we knew that coming here today that we should be winning the game. And yeah, as you said, I just think the way we play, obviously, we play with a lot of movement and we have Billy coming in the hole. I like to obviously try and get in off that left as well. And we like it, I think, when teams play 4-4-2 against us. We prefer that. When teams obviously go 4-5-1, they make it difficult. It's tougher for us, but when they go 4-4-2, I think, as I say, there's holes for us there, and as you say, after 20 minutes it just sent to click and they were open. Unfortunately, as I think we say every single week now, that we're just not putting the chances away, unfortunately.
How close is your effort?
It looks close, yeah. You're gonna I think it skimmed the post, that one. No, obviously that. Marsh has flashed across as well first half. Geordie's shot saved, and yeah, as I say, it's just the way it's going.
I mean, you're obviously enjoying your football, and you talked about it. You've got almost a free role in a way, but you've just got to look after the fullback. Are you enjoying playing in that role? And you, I guess just adding goals to what you're doing is the only thing missing
at
the moment.
Yeah, I just can't score at the moment. Disappointing, obviously, the longer it goes on, it just seems to get worse and worse. But no, hopefully.
Well, that's something you've inherited from your dad, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. I blame him anyway, so. But no, last few seasons I've managed to get into double figure goals, and I'm sure once I get one, the goals will start coming. As I say, fortunately at the moment, just trying to play well, obviously, keep trying to create chances for others, and as I say, hopefully for myself, the goals will come. I've always been that kind of player. An assist is as good as a goal for me. I take as much joy in setting goals up or chances for my teammates as I do scoring them. The manager doesn't like me to say that, by the way, and he's close, so we'll keep that quiet.
Is he on you? Because he was talking about Mark Marshall the other week. He said he pulled him aside and said to him, you need to have a go. You need to be our belief. Has he said the same to you?
Yeah, every day, yeah. He's always on me, the manager.
He never used to get many, don't
worry
about
it. I know he didn't. No, he's on me every day.
Apparently Josh says that assists aren't as good as a goal.
Yeah, I can imagine who said that. No, I'm not too worried at the minute. As I say, we're unbeaten and then obviously trying to play as well as I can. I'm enjoying my football at the moment. I was quite disappointed to come off. I probably would have scored actually in that last 10 minutes there when I came off. Would have probably scored a couple, but no. As I say, we're unbeaten. Everybody's enjoying their football. Hopefully the fans are enjoying it as much as we are.
They were
unbelievable again, weren't they?
Yeah.
From last week. Unbelievable, obviously carried it on again today. They're fantastic. They follow us home and away, and the support is unbelievable. The lads talk about it, of course. We appreciate it. It doesn't go unnoticed. We're delighted, and as I say, hopefully they are enjoying the performances, and hopefully the goals will come that their following deserves. But I'm sure they're pleased going home again today. 11 league games unbeaten, so back in the top two. So no, we're delighted.